so? Should we have English as an official language movement?
Well, let me jump in to say something here. If you go to Europe, every child, by the time they finish high school, know at least 2 to 3 languages, okay? Which makes quite easy for them to travel around, communicate, understand, and be understood. In South America, at least 2 languages. Every school teaches you your mother tongue and at least 1 more, be it English or French. And I think Mr. Wallen here would agree with me on that. So why is it in the United States that is this idea of this ethnocentric issue that only English and English only? We are not asking no one to stop speaking their language. And I, as an immigrant, believe that we all should be speaking the official language. I came here and I learned English. I did not run into a Brazilian group and only spoke Portuguese, no. But I think it will be very beneficial to us as a nation, as a culture, again, get back into globalization, to, by the time you finish high school at least, you know your language, 1 or 2 more.
I think everyone is regarding the issue here. No one's answering the question. English as the official language. I think it absolutely should be the official language. And agreeing with you, you should be able to have that right to speak your other languages. And of course, there's so many other rich languages among the immigrants in this country. No one's denying you the right to speak it or to learn it or read books in it. I think it should be taught in the schools also, all the languages that have enough people interested in them to learn it as a second language should be able to have that opportunity. But English as the official language, I absolutely agree. It is the official language all over the world. It is international, and I do think and I agree that it should be the official language, if that's the question.
If a businessman going to South America, mm-hmm. trying to speak cut a deal, so he would say, I'm from United States, so I'm not going to talk nothing but English?
Oh, no. If he's going to be doing business in South America, he better learn Latin language or South American language.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me. May I offer a dissenting view? I don't think that English should be the official language of the United States of America. I don't believe that the United States of America should have an official language. If by official we mean a language that is recognized in our law as normative and as the correct language of the people, of all the people of the United States. If by official language we just mean the language that most people speak and that most people use for purposes of politics, education, commerce, and daily life, well then of course English is already the official language regardless of what any law says. But if by official language we mean the codification of this as normative for all Americans, then I think, no, English should not be the official language. The reason for this is that the United States, although we Americans don't like to talk about this perhaps, but the United States, like many other nations in the world, is a nation built by conquest, and we live with the results of this conquest. How did Puerto Rico, for instance, a nation of over 2 million people, wind up within the United States borders? That's a very interesting historical question. Funny, the language of Puerto Rico is not English. The Puerto Rican people speak Spanish, and yet every Puerto Rican is a native-born American citizen, as American as if he were born in Poughkeepsie. Now, are we going to tell this nation of 2 million people that they are not fully Americans because they do not speak English? I don't think so. And as one caller, I believe, alluded to, the United States conquered an enormous swath of land that extends from Texas all the way to the Pacific Coast in a little event called the Mexican-American War. There were people on that land. They didn't speak English. And are we going to tell the descendants of those people that our conquest must be completed by the legal codification of English as the law of the land? What about the French-speaking Cajuns? What about the Native Americans who still speak their Native American languages?
My okay, goodness. Rodrigo, we have a caller.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, I'd just like to say, English is the most clear and concise language of all languages, really. And the
ask
fact
you based
that
on what based on what criteria?
Well, just
your
on,
comment raised several eyebrows in the studio. That's why I'm asking you to clarify.
Just on the extensive vocabulary of it and the structure of the verb and subject agreement. Anyway, that's not the main point that I wanted to make.
Okay,
the,
good.
The point that I wanted to make was that for a government to work successfully, it needs to have continuity throughout it. And part of that continuity is a common language so that communication can be established. However, if there are other groups that speak other languages, that's fine, and that's good, and that's good that people are proud of their heritage. However, for the government to change itself to cater to these small groups is impractical when they can keep up their heritage within themselves, and it comes from within, really. They don't need any help from the government to keep their language part of their heritage. That's all I'd like to say.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. Many of you who have studied world governments know that there are many nations where citizens do speak multiple languages, and that those governments somehow operate.
Well, that's true, and the high school students throughout the country are required to learn second languages. I myself took French classes.
Can you speak some French for me?
Not really, because I haven't practiced up. I haven't kept up with it. But it's, like I said, all up to the individual. I have no French heritage. I just took the class to make the grade. But there are other people I know of that have followed through and studied extensively their languages.
And they offered German,
Spanish, and Latin.
And you think it's a good idea. You agree with some of the members of our audience, in-house audience, that it's good for students to know multiple languages?
Well, pardon me, I can't hear you.
You agree with members of our in-house studio, our studio
oh,
audience?
Oh, definitely. It's part of a higher education. It's part of being more intellectual and like I said, worldwide communication.
And being a world citizen.
And like I said, my high school, Hillsborough High School, offered German, Latin, Spanish, French, and English. So I have another call. You all have a good evening.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
Wade, you had a comment.
Official language means basically the legal language that legal documents are required to be in many cases, if you have an official language.
Mm-hmm.
It also would be the language of instruction after, for immigrants or for people speaking another language, after a certain transition period, the language of the schools would be the legal language and so on. It certainly wouldn't mean that everyone would speak or be required to speak or that sort of thing, that language, but it would be generally understood that in certain positions, commercial, governmental, what have you, that an individual would normally be expected to know, in this case, English. And while we do have a number of countries in which people live peaceably with two languages, there are many more countries where they don't live all that peaceably with two languages. I take Belgium as one example. For example, we have the many languages of places like India. We have the various Chinese languages and so on.
It is certainly more challenging for those countries.
Much more challenging, much more expensive also to try to get by with two official languages as Canada, for example. Mm-hmm.
So it's not impossible, but it does change the way people do things.
Yes.
All right. Do we have another caller?
You know, there's the fellow who spoke a few minutes ago about how America is a nation of conquerors, and he really sounds ashamed and embarrassed of his own culture, and this is pathetic. You know, I've embraced other cultures and languages, but imagine if a group of Americans or native-born Americans moved to Italy, and we all demanded that they teach English in schools and cater to us, rather than us becoming part of the society which we chose to move. This is just ridiculous. And I applaud and appreciate the notion or the ideas that immigrants follow when they come to this country. They come here because they choose to. They realize it provides a beacon of the future that they're not getting wherever they're from, and they want to become assimilated in this community, and that's great. And at the same time, they should hang on to their own cultures and their own ethnic diversity. But the idea that they should not try or be allowed to bring into the devotion of English is just ridiculous.
Well, the member who made that comment was off the earphones for a while, so he couldn't, I think, hear everything that you were saying. But my guess is that when he talked about America in terms of conquest, is that he's saying that that's just a part of American history. You know, many major cultures and many major empires had conquest as a part of how they acquired land and property.
That's absolutely true.
That doesn't mean you hate your country. It just means you say, I know my country, you know, took land from the Indians, or my country fought wars to gain land.
Exactly, but it sounded like a rationalization for not expecting people to assimilate into the culture and the community.
Well, again, this, you know, our person is off the earphones, but we appreciate your call. That's a valuable perspective. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
All right, let's move to a different topic now. Jobs and wages, immigration's economic costs and benefits.